您现在收听的是
湾区新城中文电台。
湾区新城中文电台。
湾区新城中文电台 FM 92.3。
湾区新城节目多，
节目精彩一箩箩，娱乐资讯夜笙歌，七天不停为你播。
失业率居高不下，大选年在即，股市动荡，经济走向不明朗，如何在年底前理顺你的财务规划，降低投资风险？湾区知名理财顾问 Daniel Loy 将在周日10月23日和11月6日下午3点到5点举办2011年投资税务策略讲座，报名电话408-329-7549，408-329-7549。
想拥有年收入6万到8万吗？请收听由赌场学校 Dennis 教官为大家介绍他们学校的规模和教育方案。在此学校毕业的学生均可获得工作保证。请马上致电510-318-1698，510-318-1698。报名时提及此广告者，均可以获得7折优惠。
改变你的生活，年收入6万到8万。
That's right. You can now earn $60,000 to $80,000 in the casino industry in Northern California. Hi, my name's Dennis Letty, and I own All In Poker Dealer Training Center. We're located in Oakland, downtown Chinatown, on the corner of 12th and Webster. And today, you're going to hear this commercial 3 times. And we're going to do this commercial in English because we're going to guarantee some of you out there that would like to be in the casino industry a guaranteed job.And if you're going to be in the casino industry, you're going to have to understand English. So we're going to start off today's program. You're going to hear this commercial actually 3 times every Monday. So if you miss anything and you want to hear a repeat of this commercial, it's going to last 15 minutes. And you can get the phone numbers and all the information and give us a call. So today...I'm going to tell you a little bit about our training center. We have 3 locations, one located in Oakland, 1127 Webster, Suite 28, located in downtown Chinatown on the corner of 12th and Webster. Our other location is in San Rafael, which is in Marin County. And our 3rd location is located in American Canyon, 5 minutes away from Vallejo and Highway 80. And in the casino industry, I've been fortunate enough now to have my schools open for approximately 6 years. I've been able to place over 600 students in the Northern Bay area,with 80% of them being primarily Chinese. Today, I'm looking for approximately 40 students that would like to come to our Oakland school. We have a special now that we can guarantee the job to you, earning $60,000 to $80,000 a year in the casino industry. And in return for that, you will need to be in school for approximately 2 to 3 months, maybe 4, depending on your English ability, and train 4 to 5 days a week. Now, today I brought in a couple of my ex-students who are now currently working in the industry, and today I have Carmen with me. Why don't you say hello to everybody, Carmen?
Hi, everybody.
Okay, Carmen currently works at Napa Valley Casino. Carmen, how long were you in school for?
I was at school like 6 months.
And when you came to school, how was your English ability?
My English was not that good.
Okay, and during the time you were in school, we were able to teach you and prepare you for the job, so your English increased at least 50 to 60%, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And how long have you worked in the industry now, Carmen?
I work at Napa Valley Casino at like a year and a half.
Okay, and how much do you make a day at Napa Valley Casino approximately, Carmen?
About $250.
Carmen makes about $250 a day, not counting paycheck, which is a little bit over $300. That's approximately an $80,000 a year job. Now, all my students aren't like Carmen. Carmen's been one of my better students, and sometimes Carmen actually teaches for me in the school. Carmen, would you say that you've probably seen over 200 of my students get jobs in the time that you've been around my school?
Yeah, of course.
Where would you say that they work?
Some students, they work at California Grand, and when some students work at Napa Valley Casino, and some work at Sacramento, and some like...Garden City.
Okay. And today we have another one of my students with me. Her name is Stacy. Hi, Stacy. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay. And Stacy, how long were you in school for?
School for like about 6 months.
Okay. And how easy was it for you to find a job?
I think it's pretty easy. for like 6 months.
Okay, and when you got the job, how did you go about getting the job? Did I look for the job for you, or did you have to go out and get it on your own?
You got me like a couple auditions.
Okay, and basically you were hired in both places, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and Stacy, how much do you make a day working?
I would make average about $220 to $250 a day.
Okay, and again, just like Carmen, another $75,000 to $80,000 a year student. Would you say that that's kind of like the same pay for all my students that work, give or take 10%?
Yes.
Carmen, how about you? You've probably seen over 200 of my students get jobs. Would you say that they make approximately the same amount of money as you?
Yeah, I think average is 200 something.
Okay, and so if you decide to come to the school and you want to check out our old students, we have a lot of students that are now working in the Bay Area. They're more than happy to talk to you about the job if you're worried about coming to the training center. You know, we can give you the names and talk to them, and you can also talk to the general managers or the owners of the casinos who do hirings for us, so that you can feel safe that if you come to our training program, that if you're paying me money to get a job and train you properly, that your money is well spent. Now, today we're going to go through a few things about how our training center differs from other training centers. In today's area, I know there's approximately 3 or 4 other training centers out there that charge a lot less money than I do to get the job. None of these other training centers, however, will offer you a guaranteed contract that will state that we will guarantee you the job if we accept you in the school. In return for that, you must put in 80% of the time required so that I can teach you the proper way so we can get you the job. Now, in today's world, it's a little bit harder with the economy down, so the job placement for people that would come in off the streets are almost impossible to get a job. I've been fortunate enough that I work with 23 different casinos in the Bay Area or poker rooms that we currently have students in, averaging approximately $60,000 to $80,000 a year. Now, one thing that is required when you do come to the school, I will bring you into the school and I will give you some tests. Some tests will be English. And again, that's why we're doing the commercial in English today, so that you can understand what I'm saying, what my students are saying to you, or what our workers are saying to you, so that you know if I get you a job, you will understand what the floor person or the boss is telling you, so that you can give them the correct answers so you can keep your job for a long period of time. Now, in the industry, Stacy, let's say, do you have medical insurance as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and would you say that's common for most of the employees where you work?
Yep.
Yes, we're fortunate enough that most of the casinos that we deal with do offer medical insurance. So on top of having a great job, you will be offered some form of medical insurance as well. Carmen, how about you? Do you have medical?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and would you say that most of the people in the casinos where you work and your friends that work in other casinos, medical is a very big thing, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I do.
And most of the dealers that work in their job, some people think, oh, you have to be a pretty girl, or you have to have a big smile, and girls are going to get hired before guys. Now, both of you have seen in my school difference between men and women. Would you say that's an equal amount of people hired, male and female, to our school?
Yes, it's equal.
How about you?
Yeah.
Okay, and Stacy, before you came to the school, did you go to another school before ours?
Yes, I do.
And did they help you with a job at all?
They do some training, but then it takes like forever. Like there's a line for like the audition, which is gonna take like forever.
Okay, and actually both of these girls do a little bit of teaching in my school. Would you say that you've seen a few students come in that have been to other training centers that never get a job and have to come to my school and pay again? Have you seen that, Stacy?
Yes.
How about you, Carmen?
Yes.
Now, again, not to say that other training centers are not acceptable in the Bay Area, but the fact is that they cannot offer you a guaranteed job. And I'm the owner of the school. I put my name on the line for you. If you're going to come to my school, you're going to be guaranteed a job if I take you. Now, I only take approximately 20-25% of the students that come in the job, because I am guaranteeing the job. So when you come to me, I will give you some tests. I will test your English. I will test your math skills. I will also see how your smile is. Smile is very important in this business. So if you come into the school, even if your English is not as well, if you have a big smile and your capability of learning is good, I will then offer you a contract. And in the contract, it's going to state again that you're going to pay me X amount of dollars to come to the school. In return for that, you're going to come to school 80% of the time. And Stacy, in your work, how many games do you do?
I do about like 5-6 different games.
Okay, and what that would be Texas Hold'em, Omaha, Double Hand, 3-card poker.
Blackjack.
And blackjack. Okay, and Carmen, you're the same?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, in our training center, it's important. We're going to teach you approximately 14 different games, with 5 of them being 5 different versions of blackjack, a couple of different versions of 3-card poker, no-limit poker, limit hold'em poker, and also Omaha. And also in our training school, it's important that when you come to school, the first thing that I'm going to ask you is that you're always on time. Because this is the only way that I get to know you. If you're going to have something that's going to make you late for school all the time or the training classes, do not pay money to come to my class. I need you to be on time because that's the only way that I get to know you, and so that I can get you a job and recommend that your attendance is very, very good. Now, if you're interested in this, you can call 510-318-1698. That's 510-318-1698. And if you mention this commercial, you will receive 30% off of your tuition into the training program. Again, that's 510-318-1698. And if I offer you a contract, the contract again will state that I will guarantee you the job. Your work placement will be approximately 1 hour from wherever you live. And in return for that, you must come to school 80% of the time. Now, a couple of questions that come up during the time that we're in the school is that how many hours a day is the training? Well, we'd like you to be in school or in training class 3 hours a day to 4 hours a day. But if you're good students, and students like I have Carmen and Stacy here. Carmen, how many hours a day did you practice?
Over 10 hours a day.
She came to school 3 hours before, 3 days later, and she's got the best job in Northern California right now. She was in school approximately 5 days a week. She stayed, came before, came after, and if you put in the hard work, you're going to get a great job. And Stacy, how about you? How long did you train for per day?
About the same, 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah, so if you have the time to put in, again, our classes are 3 to 4 hours a day. Sundays we have double classes going on in the school, but you need to put in the time. If you want one of the best jobs in Northern California right now in today's economy and you want to change your life, you can give me a call at 510-318-1698, and I will bring you into our Oakland facility located at 1127 Webster on the corner of 12th and Webster, unit number 28, and you will come in for free, and then if I can get you the job, I'll sign a contract with you. Now, in today's economy, a lot of people don't have a lot of money to pay for school. I'm the owner of the school, so thus I finance my own classes. So we have different payment options for you if you cannot afford to pay for the class all at once. And even with the payment options, we will guarantee the job. Now, Stacy, I know in the Bay Area, you have a lot of friends that are dealers in different casinos. Would you say that all the casinos are pretty much the same as far as the earning ability?
Yes.
Pretty close to about $220, $250 a day?
Uh-huh.
Now, again, that $220, $250 a day does not even include your paycheck. So with your paycheck, you're really close to $80,000. And these two girls here are one of my better students that we put out, and their earning ability is a little bit more than the average student. But if you come to our school, we have 7 trainers that we have you work with in the period of 1 week period of time, and we have special trainers for each games, including myself, and we will take you around the Bay Area to different casinos to see where you might like to work. Okay, and so then you'll give me your wish list, and then if I can get you that job, I will go ahead and sign you a contract. Now, Carmen, since you've got been able to get the job, how has your life changed?
Before I made like $1,000 a month, now I got like over like $6,000 a month.
Okay, and you've been able to live out and live an independent life?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and before you were basically living at home and struggling for a living?
Yeah, before I lived with my family, I drive old car. Now I got a brand new car and got my own life.
Great, and how about you, Stacy? Now, has this been able to help you and change your life?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and do you now live on your own and be able to support yourself financially very well?
Mm-hmm. I'm happy with it.
Okay. And would you say that that's kind of the case with most of our students that come in? They don't have a very good job when they come in, and after they go through the training, they have a very good job, and it makes their life a lot better?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, again, what we're trying to tell you right now is that in the Northern Bay Area, I have 40 guaranteed jobs available. I've been offered this through the casinos, through the time that we've been doing the training centers for almost 6 years now. They trust our training centers, and so they look for us for the jobs. Because of the expansion of many casinos in the Northern Bay Area, we're fortunate enough to be able to get the jobs for the students when they come in. Now, if you come to the school and I guarantee you the job, the main thing that you're going to have to do is to set your priorities so that basically your training is your number one priority until I get you this job. Because if you give me 100% of the training, I'll give you back 150%. Now, Carmen, in the schools, you've been into all of my training classes, is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and are all my training classes pretty easy to get to for right off the highways?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we have one location in San Rafael for anybody that's reaching the Marin County area, and that's located right off of Highway 101 in the San Rafael area. Our training center in American Canyon is located approximately 5 minutes off of Highway 80. And again, our primary training center is in Oakland, California, located on 1127 Webster Street on the corner of 12th and Webster. Now, one thing that we do when we bring you into the school, especially if your English is good and your English skills are quick, that we will start you right away. So when you're done with the school, you do not have to wait a long period of time to get a job. As you're finishing the class, I will look and get the job for you so that when you come out of the school, you will have a job there waiting for you. Most of our jobs are full-time with medical. Medical is very important for most of you out there, especially if you're a single mother and supporting yourself. You need to have medical. And so, you know, we're fortunate enough that 80% of the casinos that we work with do offer the medical plan. You can earn $60,000 to $80,000 in the casino industry by being a poker or blackjack dealer. Call 510-318-1698. Mention this commercial and you will receive 30% off of training. That's 510-318-1698. Start your new life today.
Quan tâm 你的社会动态，访问湾区名人，并接受听众参与讨论，倾出彩虹。逢星期六早上11点到中午 ,FM92.3, 湾区新城中文电台播出。
ANA Anna 家具公司20000多尺大型陈列室，从意大利名师设计的现代家具到美国大师的经典组合，带给您全新的家居享受。安娜家具公司地址在301号 South El Camino Real San Mantel Hillsdale 购物中心对面，电话650-212-2288 650-212-2288。
以下内容纯属个人意见，与本台立场无关。
来到每个星期由香凝为你带来的养生御膳房时间，想必听了香凝的背景音乐，很多听众仿佛又回到了十几年前那时候风靡全中国的一个电视剧，改自清朝非常有名的四大名著之一《红楼梦》。十几年前的时候，想必这个电视剧是很多人最美好的回忆。那里面娇娇弱弱的女子，身世可怜的飘零，还有那个为情痴狂的宝玉，都在所有的观众心里留下了极深的印象。里面的诗词歌赋 每一个不同性格的人都刻画得淋漓尽致，不愧是中国传奇四大名著之一，还特此为此建立了湖学，专门用于研究《红楼梦》。那么研究《红楼梦》有多少个方面呢？诗词歌赋当然不在其话之下，人物心态、揣摩境界和当时的社会背景也让人欲罢不能。但是唯一有几集让《红楼梦》充满了生动的色彩，使这个最终走向悲剧的大家庭也活灵活现，感觉如正常人一般曾出现在我们生活中的部分，居然都是跟美食有关的。《红楼梦》出现了几道菜，特别是刘姥姥进大观园的那几段，想必那一段戏使很多的观众都留下了非常深的印象。刘姥姥出进大观园，就真的是那种乡村土妇进入别院洞天的那种感觉，可见一个大家的繁华连吃都吃得如此讲究，每一道做法和工序当细细说来时，想必是很多听众都觉得惊叹不已的。那么这些美食到底隐藏着哪一些做法和哪一些食疗的秘密和养生规则在里面，能使这一篇可以说上是稍微有点悲剧色彩的《红楼梦》蒙上了一股也是人间烟火的蒙雾。下面就向你为你介绍《红楼梦》里曾经出现的那些菜肴们。还记得刘姥姥进大观园时李直请刘姥姥吃的鸽子蛋吗？小小的一个鸽子蛋却也诸多讲究，当时想必也给听众留下了非常深的印象。在片段中，李直端了一碗放在贾母桌上，凤姐儿偏捡了一碗鸽子蛋放在刘姥姥桌上，贾母这边说声请，刘姥姥便站起来高声说道，老刘老刘，食量大似牛，吃一个老母猪不抬头，便引得当场哄堂大笑。烹饭烹茶使平室里端庄贤淑的大家闺秀们也露出了俏皮活泼的一面，原来都鞠躬于这枚小小的鸽子蛋。这枚鸽子蛋据考证分析，原为清宫御食，有清宫的一些老档案可做查询。鸽子蛋有非常多种的制法，同事石龟上记载的杨氏制整味鸽蛋之法是味鸽蛋，法如味鸡肾同，味鸡肾又鸡肾数十枚，煮微熟去膜，同鸡汤佐料味之，鲜嫩绝伦。扬州盛行鸽饷，鸽肉鸽蛋皆是高档宴席常用之物，而我们最常用的制作之法呢，就是把鸽蛋煮熟去皮，用鸡汤加入佐料味炖，使其入味儿，使一枚小小的鸽蛋也能够拥有非常重的和回味的味道。小小一枚鸽子蛋也能如此神奇，不仅使人感叹当时贾府的荣盛一时。而在原文中呢，有第58回说道，晴雯麝月皆开看时，还是指四样小菜。晴雯笑道，已经好了，还不给两样清淡菜吃，这稀饭咸菜闻到多早晚。一面摆好，一面又看那盒中却有一碗火腿鲜笋汤，忙端了放在宝玉跟前，宝玉便就桌上喝了一口说，好烫。火腿鲜笋汤想必现在的听众觉得这已经算是家常菜了，怎么会有一些独特的存在呢？ 火腿即是火肉，是用猪腿烟熏而成。尊生八件中说过，火肉以卷猪方杀之，只取四只猪腿，趁热用盐，每一斤肉盐一两，以皮擦入肉内，令如绵软，以石压竹蘸上，至缸内，20日次第，三番五次用捣柴一重一间重叠起，用一稻草烟熏一日一夜，挂在通烟处，初夏水中浸一日夜，洗净人前挂之。火腿鲜笋汤在清代中叶乃是高档的食品。挑定记上说，上席冬笋火腿汤。明清时吃火腿鲜笋汤是江南的一种食俗。火腿与春笋合烹，其味特佳，扬州人称一座鲜，故在电视中宝玉急急地端起来就喝，还被热汤烫了嘴。而三藏的做法就很简单了，用火腿好汤鲜笋或玉兰片，即好笋干配绿色蔬菜，按常规烧制即可以食用了。在第八回的剧集中演到这么一段，宝玉因见他外面罩着大红雨缎对襟褂子，而问下雪了吗？地下婆娘们道，下了半日雪珠儿了。这里薛姨妈已摆了几样细茶果来留待他们喝茶。宝玉因夸前日在那府里甄大嫂子的遭鹅掌压信，薛姨妈听了也忙把自己遭的取了来与他尝。宝玉笑道，这个须得配酒才好啊。这又出了一道菜，皂鹅掌鸭信。据考证分析，皂鹅掌鸭制菜肴乃是江南食俗，由来也已久了。五代时僧人千光就说，怨鹅身四掌，言其即失其死此时。而曹雪芹之祖父曹演亦非常偏爱此类物，其后在药后厨食祭谢方南董溃炸鸡二品将有可将金江之行时曾说道，百计不如双拓根，也是这个意思。看来此亦为曹家之食。糟鹅掌用的是手掌，宋氏养生部曾说，糟手鹅鸡同掌拓翅肝肺同受属，鹅全体颇似宣，糟分之能久留一冬月。宝玉食糟鹅掌之时，外面已下了半日雪珠了，这说明此时正适合在冬天食用。糟鸭信，鸭信即为鸭舌，鸭舌做菜乃是江南的食俗。糟鸭舌为清乾隆年间的扬州名菜。同月见同事石圭中曾说过，糟鸭舌冬笋片穿糟鸭舌，苏州亦非常盛行此类食物。清朝元栋疏影丛说也说过，其宴会不常，往往置虎凤，即是现在的虎丘，大船内罗列珍馐以为荣。春秋不待言意，胜在下之会者，未非山珍海错不用也。鸡有但用皮者，鸭有但用舌者。今扬州苏州一带鸭舌名菜仍然非常多，如琵琶鸭舌、桂鸭舌掌、瓢鸭舌、糟鸭舌等等等等。如果有听众爱好旅的，不妨前去品尝一下当地盛行的鸭舌美食，其制作方法也不难。将鹅掌及鸭舌煮熟剔骨，用鸡汤加盐复煮，捞出后用香皂汁或者皂油皂拭一下即可食用了。 听下你讲了这么多《红楼梦》中的美食，想必有很多听众又不仅忆起当时看到电视中曾经出现的这些美食了，也可曾在电视中稍微留意一下他们说的这些美食呢？古人曾说一叶知秋，一沙一世界，曹雪芹就是用美食来烘托当时贾府的荣盛一时。广告回来之后，向您接着为大家介绍《红楼梦》出现的珍馐菜肴。
新城中文电台，一个拥有国粤双语的全方位资讯电台，一个可以为您的商业、您的产品增加更多知名度的电台。如要投放广告，请致电1888889889018888898890留言查询，或电邮至 info@bayareametro.com。至真至诚，全新为您服务，尽在湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。羽毛球俱乐部是全北加州最大的羽毛球场，占地4万多尺，标准场高达26个，还另外设有5张上等的乒乓球台，多种健身设备，小朋友游乐区、lockers、showers、无线 WiFi 一应俱全。而且在俱乐部里面有 Youngs 的体育专卖店，你可以在他们那里买到有关的体育用品。那么周全的羽毛球场就只有冰滩。冰滩羽毛球俱乐部地址位于南三藩市245号 South Spruce Avenue， 电话是650-624-0002，650-624-0002。
传承多年的料理经验，最正宗、最新鲜的手工水饺，最丰盛、最好吃的北方美食，尽在水饺大王。水饺大王地址39229CW Newark，电话510-713-2800，510-713-2800。水饺大王更推出贴心的袋装水饺，让你把美食带回家。
欢迎大家又回到每周四由向宁为您带来的养生御膳房时间。我们今天的话题是电视中出现的美味佳肴。首先说到美味佳肴，让人不得不想起曾经看过的一部著名电视剧《红楼梦》，它出现的菜肴居然有300多种，可谓是盖过南北，掩盖大江，什么生猛海鲜、水陆两行皆在其中。那么向您就为大家介绍《红楼梦》中出现的美酒珍馐。在第43回中，王夫人问道：这会子可又觉大安些？贾母道：今日可大好了，方才送来野鸡崽子汤，我尝了尝，倒有味儿，又吃了2块肉，心里很受用。野鸡崽子汤即是野子鸡喂的汤，肉嫩味鲜，顾贾母尝了它，觉得倒也有味儿，吃了肉觉得心里很受用。清朝袁枚的《随园食单》中就野鸡五法大约介绍2种吃法：野鸡披胸肉，油酱预过，以网油包放铁鸳上烧之，做方片可，做卷子亦可。此一法也，切片加做料炒一法也，取胸肉做丁一法也，当家鸡整胃一法也。先用油勺猜丝加酒秋油醋同芹菜冷拌又一法也，生片其肉入火锅中登时便吃亦一法也。其必在肉嫩则味不入，味入则肉又老。这说的呢就是子鸡的一种做法。我们都知道子鸡肉是非常的鲜嫩的，吃起来当然要比家鸡更多了一根鲜嫩的味道。子鸡呢用现在做法就是切块过油加黄酒，加入食盐葱姜，用好汤带水炖汁，炖烂出锅即可以食用了。 在第十六回中，贾琏向桌上捡两盘佳肴与放他放在机子上自吃。凤姐又道，妈妈很嚼不动那个，倒没硌了他的牙。印象平儿道，早起我说那一碗火腿炖肘子很烂，正好给妈妈吃，你怎不拿去赶着叫他们热来。又道，妈妈你尝尝你儿子带来的汇泉酒。火腿炖肘子，这也是清代时的名菜，到现在镇江扬州一带仍然盛行此食，美其名曰金银蹄儿，亦称煨火肘。北叶石丹上曾说，煨火肘，火腿西湾配鲜西湾，各三副同味，稍亦可。金银蹄儿是最蹄尖儿配回的火腿味，这是一道火工菜，口感要酥烂，特别适合老年人食用，故王熙凤拿来招待赵嬷嬷。火腿肘子南方的时也叫蹄膀，与鲜肉肘子合着炖，食盐调味，少加一些酒糖，炖得极烂便可拿出食用了。如果家中有老人，不妨尝试一下这道火腿炖肘。说着，只见柳家的国遣人送来一盒子，揭开一看，是一碗虾丸鸡皮汤，还有一碗酒酿清蒸鸭子，一碗腌的胭脂鹅脯，还有一碟四个奶油松瓤卷酥，并一大碗热腾腾碧莹蒸的绿旗香稻梗米饭。酒酿，我们江南人即所谓的酒娘，在调鼎集白酒娘中说过，只需白糯米一斗，夏日用冷水淘过，浸过夜，次日捞起蒸熟，不要倒出，用冷水淋入瓮中至微温为度，清扁缸摊凉，用白酒药三粒捣碎如粉，拌饭谱之。饭中开一锅穴，再用碎白药一粒均匀的窝撒四周，再用包袱盖好，三日其窝有酒，即成酒酿。而清蒸呢，只不加其他配料，也不需要浓的重度调味，只要略加调味蒸制就成。凡是清蒸都特别讲究原料之新鲜。而鸭子呢，在种类也是非常繁多的，像经常做法有炒鸡、白鸭子杂烩、燕窝八仙鸭子、清蒸鸭子糊、猪肉灿盘、肉丝清蒸、肥鸭旋子、九炖鸭子等等等等。鸭肉略带一些腥气，以酒蒸过呢，可以解腥味，所以江南时烹制鸭子大多用酒。而现在呢，我们做法一般是用糯米酒将鸭肉切块，细盐拌腌片刻，在盛汤碗中上摆一些小葱及生姜片适量，入锅蒸上四小时即可拿来食用了。而《红楼梦》中说的最多的杂食是燕窝，想必呢，燕窝大家都是非常熟悉的，特别是南方一带认为最佳的补品皆是燕窝。燕窝又称为燕菜，有渍燕、毛燕、血燕等不同的分类，是与鱼翅、熊掌齐名的山珍海味之一，历来被人们奉为美食极品。其主要成分为七大人体所必需的各种高级蛋白质、氨基酸、含糖物质、纤维、多种矿物质、微量元素、多种维生素及独特的表皮生长因子，所以具有非常好的滋补养生作用。而燕窝作为珍贵的滋补品，对大多数人来都是非常有裨益的。燕窝呢，含有促进细胞分裂的激素和表皮生长因子，能够促进细胞再生，增强身体的免疫能力，恢复元气，并且增加身体对 X 光及其放射线损害的抵御能力。燕窝独特蛋白质成分和大量生物活性分子，有助人们组织生长发育，病后复原，可养阴润燥养颜，并能够清虚热治虚损， 对咳血、吐血、久咳、痰喘、阴虚发热等导致津液脱失的病症均有良益。燕窝还可以激活人体细胞，加速新陈代谢，从内而外改变身体状况，令人精神焕发，延缓衰老。所以呢，燕窝是非常平和的一种滋补品，并且非常容易消化，男女老幼皆可食用，特别是对女人、老人、体质虚弱者有特别有效。烹制燕窝的方法呢，最好是用文火隔水冻。燕窝要持续吃才会有功效，因为它性质平和，功效乃是慢慢渗透，不能期望吃一两次就有神奇的效果。但是有 20% 的儿童会因为吃了燕窝而引起过敏症，所以儿童如果要吃应当要慎食。而在《红楼梦》中，燕窝几乎是随时会出现的一种食物，好像现在不光是电视剧还是电影，只要一说到富贵人家要吃补品，都离不开燕窝或者鱼翅这两样东西。所以燕窝看来是自古而来就是非常有名而且也很安全的一种经常需要吃的滋补饮品了。《红楼梦》中还有牛奶茯苓霜，牛奶茯苓霜这种用法呢也是非常简单的，用牛奶或者滚开水将茯苓霜冲化调匀，与每日早上吃上一盅，净含量约20克，其滋补效力是最好的。因为茯苓中含有大量人体极易吸收的多糖物质，还能增强人体的免疫功能，对久病、体弱、老年人均有帮助。其中某些成分如茯苓次聚糖对癌细胞还有抑制作用，长期服用可促进癌症患者化疗手术后的康复。所以茯苓牛奶既然做法也不是很难，不妨可以在家尝试一下。像清朝贡品中还有豆腐皮包子、鹌鹑、野鸭瓜子、板栗烧野鸡、美味加鳖、内造瓜仁油松瓤月饼、清冰糖燕窝粥、龙蒸螃蟹、奶油酥瓢卷酥等等等等，都是在《红楼梦》中经常会出现到的食物。而这些曾经只能出现在诗中，让平凡人家可望而不可求的美食，如今却在我们的生活中随时都可以吃得到，真可谓此一时彼一时也啊。特别是板栗烧野鸡，这些家都已经被归分为类家常菜类，如果有兴趣的听众也不妨在家可以多多做做练习看。特别是《红楼梦》中最为写的最为详实的一道菜就是美味加鳖，就是刘姥姥说吃完了以后说别哄我了，茄子怎么可能吃出这种味道，说明这道菜非寻常人家见过吃过。鳖即为剥开晾干的鱼干，如牛肉鳖、笋鳖等等都是腌醋成干的片状物，加鳖当然就是片状腌醋的茄子干了。这个做法功效就正如《红楼梦》中说的也是非常复杂的，包括要放入什么鸡油呀、什么盐、糟酒、糖、鸡精、清汤、水淀粉兑成的碗汁，颠覆几下，反复在茄丁上面要不停地翻炒，回锅回锅再翻，就可知这道菜做起来时候都麻烦了。但是就正如古诗云，旧时王谢言钱塘宴，飞入寻常百姓家，如果有兴趣的听众也不妨可以尝试一下。如今的生活，这些美食在我们面前应该都已经可以说是不是可望而不可求的了。
如果您是一个专业人士，包括医生、律师、顾问、经济等等，为了让更多人了解您、信赖您， 请联系湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3， 我们全体人员将会全心全意为您服务。如要投放广告或想拥有自己的节目，请联系我们18888898890，或电邮到 info@bayareametro.com。
Shawrock 新学友将于11月13日周日下午1:30举办免费 SAT 及升大学讲座，资深名师向您传授提早升学计划秘诀，并教您如何利用长假增强 SAT 及各项考试实力，请把握机会。申请大学 College Essay 免费咨询，上网预约或者致电408-446-1956，408-446-1956，网址 shareworld.org/sharewold.org。
欢迎大家又回到由香妮为你带来的养生御膳房时间。刚才我们以上讲的都是国内著名的电视剧《红楼梦》中出现的一些美酒佳肴，那么听到像您现在的音乐，想必大家又明白我们要讲另外一个国外拍的片子，也是跟美食有关，而且也曾经在大家的记忆中留下了非常深刻的印象，使我们对韩国文化有了更深的一层了解。而这些韩国菜有很多也是从中国菜和中国菜有着异曲同工之效，所以也包含了一些非常健康的养生方式。下面就为大家好好的介绍一下大肠经中出现的一些美食佳肴吧。大肠经呢，我们看的最多的，他们经常会就是一盘小台，上面放各种各样的菜式，一定要有菜，有小菜，有汤，还有饭。而汤呢，在韩国美食呢是非常重要的一个道菜，一定要有汤有小菜才算是完整的韩国美食。那么韩国比较出名的韩式大骨汤是如何来做的呢？韩国人是非常习惯喝大骨汤的，这个呢能够减少酒后的不舒感，而且又可以补肾，是酒后或者平时都可以吃的一种料理汤。做法呢也很简单，把大葱切成660厘米左右的长短，并将尖椒切成丝，将大概400克的排骨放入大葱，添加凉水煮后，将排骨再取出，清烫白菜帮，放入大酱，精盐少量，再放入锅内，放入切好的尖椒与生姜末，最后再放入辣椒油与胡椒粉，就可以做出一份非常美味的大骨汤了。而他们饭后呢，会喝的一种茶品，就是松子茶。热热的松子茶是韩国冬天的驱寒甜品，和果内富含优质油脂成分，对于心血管疾病、美容、抗老化等都有非常多的注意。做法呢也很简单，花生、核桃、松子、栗子也可加入一些薏仁粉，4种和果类等量都磨成细粉，只要再烧一壶开水，将细粉冲泡，700cc 水中放入2茶勺的松子茶粉，也可以依个人喜好放入一些糖或者不放糖，就可以冲成一杯非常好喝的松子茶了。而大肠经中，肠经经常会做到的蔬菜饼，这道菜呢，调面糊的技巧是相当重要的，也需要在家多多练习。蔬菜饼的做法既简单又健康，当宵夜或者点心都非常的合适。材料呢，就是将面粉加开水、鸡蛋，用打蛋器慢慢的调成面糊，面糊稠动与打蛋器可以拉起，慢慢滴下是最好的。将面糊放入蔬菜、盐，搅拌均匀，再放油锅油热锅 用汤匙将面糊舀出煎饼，中火将饼煎至两面呈金黄色即可食用。煎饼翻面时呢，也可将锅铲将饼压平，饼子如果比较结实呢，会非常的好吃。而蔬菜配料呢，可以放韭菜、葱、胡萝卜切丝，或者依照自己喜欢吃的蔬菜味，可以随意的搭配和调试。这个分量呢，也是更依照个人的喜好增多增少的。盐呢，再放一些少许就可以了。蔬菜饼呢，热量也相当低，只有249卡，蛋白质6.6克，脂肪13.0克，糖类大概在20-26.0克，纤维1克，胆固醇54.1毫克，维生素 C 却在3.9毫克，钙有30.4毫克，铁有1毫克，所以呢，不妨可以坐着吃吃看哦。大肠经中呢有一个鸭子，就是人参鸭，这道菜呢也是非常棒的。如果是在美国的听众呢，可以不妨尝试用一下美国的花旗参来做这只人参鸭。材料呢，就是鸭子一只，鲜人参一只，人参片20克，红枣10克，蒜头15克，腐妥10克。调味呢，是辣酱2汤勺，油2小勺，砂糖1大勺，葱花少许，盐半勺。将鸭子洗干净后呢，在鸭肚中依次塞入人参片、红枣、蒜头、芋坨等材料，然后呢，将做好的糯米团整团塞进去，这样还可以堵住其他的材料，防止掉出来。将整只鸭子放入盅里面，加上一整只鲜人参，再放入适量的水，用文火煲上8个小时，即可拿出饮用了。非常的滋补哦，而且人参呢是上气的，所以像对于体弱的老年人或者身体不太好的病人呢，这道菜都是非常滋补非常好的一道菜。卤牛蒡，高纤维的牛蒡呢可以加强排便，就算不爱吃青菜的小朋友也可以试试这道甘甜口味的小菜。用牛蒡洗净以后，用菜瓜布轻刷表皮，横切断后再切入粗丝，将牛蒡放入白醋水中浸泡20分钟后，从醋水中捞出，再放入卤汁中，卤汁煮熟后转小火煮，煮汁剩下少许汤汁后熄火即可，可放入冰箱内储存，使用时只要撒上一些白芝麻就可以了。料理秘诀，这个一定要注意听哦。白醋水呢，可以避免牛蒡丝氧化变黑，而牛蒡外皮营养成分相当高，所以不需要削皮，准备干净的菜瓜布刷干净即可。营养呢，它的热量、脂肪和糖类呢，含都是非常非常少的，所以呢，喜欢吃肉但又害怕胆固醇过高的听众呢，尽管可以放心的食用了。还有一道呢，就是我们听的最多，也是经常会在韩国餐厅看到的，就是韩式冷面。那我们会吃到呢，觉得韩式冷面应该也是非常容易做的一种菜了。向您呢为大家介绍一下，如果有兴趣的听众呢，不妨在家中可以尝试一下自制这个韩式冷面。这个呢，需要调味粉、辣椒粉、凉开水6杯，食盐1/2勺。将煮牛肉，大概煮200克的牛肉，放入洋葱、蒜、大葱，继续煮上30分钟。将牛肉煮烂以后，进行冷却，切成薄片，作为冷面里的片肉。汤水放入冰箱冷却后，油便会凝结在最上层，然后刮出其上层所有的油分。煮熟鸡蛋后切成一半，当水煮开以后开始放入面条，就是超市买那种冷面面条即可了。用筷子搅面条，使之均匀受热，煮1-2分钟，当水渗出的时候倒入半杯凉水， 这样会使面条更加的劲道。在冷水里涮一下面条，直至滑腻感消失为止，然后捞出面，在碗里放入做好的面团，倒入凉凉的肉汤，再放上事先做好的牛肉肉片，再切一些黄瓜、胡萝卜、鸡蛋放在里面即可食用了，是不是很简单呢？还有一种也是我们经常会吃到的，就是韩式炒年糕。甜甜辣辣的炒年糕呢，是韩国年轻人的最爱。比较特别的是呢，韩国年糕并不是用油炒的，而是利用水煮的方式，让年糕饱吸酱料，搭配脆脆的青菜，口感层次非常的丰富。材料呢，就是宁波年糕12片，甜不辣或者竹轮8个，开水240cc， 白芝麻2小勺即可。酱料呢，是最好用韩式辣椒酱大概4小勺，砂糖8小勺，洋葱1/4颗，葱1根，高丽菜1盘。做法呢，是将开水 240cc， 先调味料及年糕放入锅中，开水煮至水掉掉1/3后，再放入甜不辣开始拌炒。当水减少了1/2时，熄火放入洋葱、葱及高丽菜拌拌即可食用。食用时记得撒上芝麻。料理秘诀呢，是蔬菜一定要最后放，这样呢才可以保持鲜脆。而且韩式炒年糕呢，热量、脂肪和糖类也并不是特别的高，所以呢尽可以放心的食用了。而韩式经常会吃到的海带芽冷汤呢，酸酸凉凉的海带芽冷汤是非常开胃的一种汤，饭前呢喝一碗，整个口腔感觉就像被洗涤了一样，特别适合搭配味道较重的菜肴。先将7克准备好的海带芽呢泡冷水10分钟后洗干净，将大概1/2条小黄瓜洗净切丝，再准备3杯白开水，加入调味料及海带丝即可，一般放冷藏使用是最好的。调味呢，是白芝麻2小勺，蒜泥2小勺，白醋5大勺，砂糖1勺，盐8少许就可以了。食用前呢，再撒上一些黄瓜丝，或者加入一些冰块。冷呢，会使海带芽的冷汤酸醋味更加凸爽，所以呢，让我们的口感也更加的清爽。这个汤品呢，卡路里和脂肪、纤维、胆固醇是几乎是0.几，相当之低。如果有爱喝汤又希望能够清清肠胃的朋友呢，不妨尝试一下这道汤了。